Chapter 23.
Listen, listen, I would take a whisper if that's all you had to give. But it isn't, is it? You could come and save me and try to chase it crazy right out of my head.
With all the recent upheaval, it felt like John and Obi-Wan were getting less sleep than ever. John scrubbed at his eyes again, out of sight of Mace, where he was trailing a half-step behind his master. He and Obi-Wan had been up practicing their hand-to-hand for the past several nights. While they usually caught a few hours napping on their cell floor, they'd been reluctant to stay out too late, with Obi-Wan adjusting to Master Coon's routine. And John, quite frankly, didn't sleep well once he was back in his quarters anymore. He'd grown used to sleeping tangled up with Obi-Wan. Something about his presence eased the anxiety John found himself falling prey to when he tried to rest in his room. They were both asking for trouble, keeping things the way they were, but John couldn't bring himself to regret it. Master Mace stopped outside the door of a training cell. He turned to look at John, and he didn't drop his hand fast enough. Mace pushed worry concern down their bond. "Is everything all right, John? You've seemed incredibly tired lately." John winced. Since the day things went wrong, Mace had been especially careful not to push him. His master had obviously noticed his backslide, but that seemed to have made him even gentler. It was clear he was worried about making things worse while in the process of regaining John's trust. John appreciated it, but he didn't exactly know how to respond. "I'm okay," John lied. "It's just nightmares." Mace frowned. His master slowly, telegraphing his movements, rested a hand on John's shoulder. John let the hand stay. He was working on trusting Mace again, really, but it was slow going. "Would you like to talk about it?" John shook his head. Although Mace briefly looked disappointed, his expression quickly cleared, and he sent a wave of warmth, comfort, care down their bond. "Whenever you are ready, I'm here," Mace said seriously. "For now, I think I have a good distraction planned." John's brow furrowed, but before he could ask, Mace was pushing open the cell door. Inside were Obi-Wan and Master Coon, both stretching on the padded floor. "John!" Obi-Wan called, his expression delighted. His friend, rather than stand normally, turned his stretch into a roll that ended with him on his feet. John stepped forward to meet him, offering his own smile. "Hi, Obi-Wan." They didn't usually initiate contact in public, not since that disaster of a day. So instead, John brushed his force presence against Obi-Wan, relaxing at the flurry of content, happy warmth that he received in return. Obi-Wan's expression flickered for a second before settling on determination. His friend took one more step forward and pulled John into a gentle hug. For a second, John froze. But Obi-Wan had trained him well, and he reflexively tucked his head under Obi-Wan's chin and brought his hands up to grip the back of the other Padawan's robes. Mercifully, Obi-Wan kept the hug brief, but John was still sure he was flushed when his friend pulled back. Through the shields, he could sense Mace's surprise at the gesture. John cleared his throat. "Are we training together today?" He had meant the question for Obi-Wan, but it was Master Coon who answered, which made John twitch. "Indeed. We have heard much about your spars in the Ataru seminar, and thought it might be a good exercise to practice fighting against each other," Master Coon said. Though his expression was hard to read through the goggles and respirator, he almost sounded teasing. "And from the gossip I heard through the temple rumor mill, it will surely be entertaining for us as well." John flushed again, but he couldn't deny that he was pleased at the idea. Not only did sparring with Obi-Wan help him improve, but it was also just fun. John liked sparring, when he wasn't at risk of being seriously hurt. Testing his skills, thinking creatively, it was something he enjoyed doing with someone he trusted. Having Master Coon and Mace watching them would be different, and a bit strange, but it barely dimmed his excitement. Judging by the slowly growing grin on Obi-Wan's face, he felt the same way. "Ataru only?" Obi-Wan asked their masters. "Or an anything-goes spar?" Both of the masters looked a bit startled at the question. John couldn't imagine why. "Ataru only, for the first spar," Mace said finally, exchanging a look with Master Kun. After, we can consider a more freeform spar. John and Obi-Wan both nodded, stepping back to give each other some distance. John dropped to the mats to do his own stretches, while Obi-Wan finished his. Without needing to say a thing, they stepped back to their usual distance they started their spars at and ignited their lightsabers in sync. Obi-Wan tended to favor going on the defensive and letting John make the first move. He shifted his center of gravity for his initial jump. "Wait!" Mace called out, voice alarmed. "Set your sabers to training mode, Padawans." John froze. "Right." Obi-Wan caught his eye, looking sheepish, and John winced. They hadn't sparred in training mode in so long that it felt almost unnatural. It made him hyper-aware of their masters watching. With the power of their sabers turned down low, John sprang. What followed was common for their spars. Obi-Wan had greater reach and far greater technical mastery of Ataru. He was also fast, but John, by nature of being smaller and lighter, was faster. With the Force powering his leaps and twists, John was a smaller target in the air, and what Obi-Wan liked to fondly call an interesting challenge. Unlike their earliest spars with Ataru, John had months of tutoring under his belt. When Obi-Wan eased into more advanced moves that required advanced counters, he was able to keep the pace for the most part. Their blades clashed over and over. John managed to sear Obi-Wan twice, just barely, but he wasn't surprised when the spar ended with him disarmed and Obi-Wan's blade leveled at his throat. He grinned at his friend, adrenaline from the clash running hot. "Good fight." Obi-Wan smiled back, a bit wicked. "Point to me." John rolled his eyes and kicked at Obi-Wan's ankle. His friend dodged easily, laughing. "I still think we shouldn't count Ataru-only fights. I'm at a disadvantage." "Learn from winning, you do. But learn more from losing, you must," Obi-Wan said sagely, in his best Yoda impression. John snorted. He was about to take his usual action when Obi-Wan started pretending to be wiser than he was, when someone cleared their throat. They both froze. John had entirely forgotten that their masters were watching and had slipped so easily into their usual dynamic. He followed Obi-Wan's lead and bowed in the direction of their masters. "Your feedback, masters?" Obi-Wan asked, neutral mask back in place. Something about his tone. John could see the tension in his friend's back, braced like he was waiting for a blow, or criticism at least. It was telling of his experiences with Jin. John watched the masters carefully, ready to defend him if needed, but he had a feeling it would be unnecessary from Mace, at least. Mace's eyebrows were raised, and he looked almost impressed. Master Kun was hard to read, but from the way the Force moved around him, John didn't think he was angry. "That was an excellent spar, Padawans," Master Kun said. "You display an impressive mastery of Ataru, little one. And you too, Padawan Antilles. While I had heard of your sparring prowess from the rumor mill and Mace, it was incredibly impressive to witness." John didn't even spare the energy to get embarrassed, too delighted by his realization that Little One referred to Obi-Wan and not him. He nudged his friend teasingly and watched the flush already creeping along his cheeks grow darker. "Thank you, Masters," Obi-Wan said. "What should we fix?" Master Kun and Mace exchanged a look. "There's nothing to fix," Mace said slowly. "You both need only to continue learning more advanced katas and practice against a variety of opponents. As you grow, John, it will likely be harder for you to use the same strategy of becoming a small target, but it works exceptionally for now. And Padawan Kenobi, just out of pure curiosity, what made you choose Ataru as your form?" Obi-Wan frowned. "Why do you ask?" Mace gave a small smile, clearly trying hard to put Obi-Wan at ease. "It's not meant as a criticism. You're clearly very skilled. I just noticed, in your style, that you prefer to conserve your energy and take a more defensive stance. Have you ever considered Suresu?" No? Obi-Wan looked startled. "Master Qui-Gon's preferred form is Ataru, so that's what he instructed me in. I managed to convince him to give me a few Makashi lessons as well, but he doesn't like to use it much because of his poor relationship with Master Dooku." Mace looked thoughtful. Master Kun took over. "Did you ever meet your previous Grandmaster?" he asked. "I find it hard to believe he wouldn't have been delighted to give you some Makashi pointers. Dooku may be A bit stiff around younglings, but he's passionate about the form. Obi-Wan shrugged. No, I never met him. We were hardly ever in temple, and they didn't speak often. Mace finally spoke, with the look of a man who had a painful realization. It's entirely optional, of course, but if you would be interested in learning some Ceresu, Knight Balaba uses it as her primary form. I'm sure she would be happy to give you some tips. I'll think about it, Obi-Wan said. He looked thoughtful. John hoped that he did it. He trusted Deppa mostly, for one. And for another, Obi-Wan should never limit himself because of Jin. Learning new skills kept you alive. Whatever you wish, little one, Master Kun said. The tilt of his head in Obi-Wan's direction was fond. If you two would like to, you're welcome to initiate a free-for-all spar. John couldn't help his burst of excitement. Without waiting for Obi-Wan to signal he was ready, John attacked. A free-for-all spar meant that everything was fair game, after all, and John had a tally to correct, with extreme prejudice. Asking Plo and Obi-Wan to his and John's usual training time was a good choice, Mace knew. It didn't mean that the experience wasn't harrowing in its own way. The way that the two of them had been prepared to spar with sabers at full strength, it worried Mace. Equally concerning was the way the two were clearly familiar with sparring each other and used a variety of forms and force tricks with no hesitation. Yes, John had been at the temple for months now, but the two fought like a well-oiled machine. Mace could count on one hand the number of people he so easily anticipated like that in a fight, all of whom he'd known for more than a decade. How two Padawans, both of whom were taking classes and training, could have found the time to develop that easy synergy, he didn't know. And it made Mace a little nauseous to think of them developing it unsupervised while sparring at full strength. One of them could have lost a limb. And so, he'd invited Plo out for drinks. The two of them were in civilian dress, with their lightsabers well concealed. There were several bars throughout the lower levels of Coruscant that were aware that Jedi were some of their frequent customers. As long as they were discreet, it was safe to unwind with some bottom-shelf alcohol. Plo had even brought his special pouch that let him consume liquids and purees without being in a sealed room. They were several drinks in. He doesn't trust me anymore, Mace said. I'm not sure he ever did, and I'm worried they're hiding something that will get them hurt. Plo sipped from his pouch. Those spars had some concerning implications. Mace dipped his head in agreement. How are things going with Kenobi? Plo sighed. He is a delight, of course, hardworking in every manner, and highly focused on pleasing me. But he also flinches if I approach him too quickly. If I compliment him, he looks confused. He's constantly waiting for criticism. He remembers to eat only when I remind him or schedule it. I am concerned. I'll drink to that, Mace muttered. Despite it all, Plo said solemnly, Padawans are a joy like no other. It disgusts me that neither Jin nor Kuro seemed to grasp that. Things were pleasantly fuzzy, just enough to make Mace's worries seem smaller for a while. He clasped his hand over Plo's shoulder. We have them now, my friend. We will take care of them. The Kaldor dipped his head. His force presence lightened to something a bit playful. That sparring was certainly impressive, no? Mace leaned back in his chair. That's one word for it, he snorted. John has never incorporated shadow walking into our spars, and I find myself grateful. I'm not sure that my reputation could handle constant losses like that. He was exaggerating, but also not. The ability to teleport mid-spar as fluidly as John and Obi-Wan did was an unbelievable asset in a fight. It was, to be frank, a fight-ender. The Force served as somewhat of an early warning system, but even then, keeping up with the constant changes would be an incredible challenge. A Force null would be criffed. Come now, my friend, Plo said, teasing. What was it that young Obi-Wan said? Learn from winning you do, but learn more from losing you must. Mace glared. If I have to listen to wisdom quoted from that damn troll, I'm ordering another drink. Plo laughed and signaled the bartender. End of chapter 23.